come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. We continue our hour-long conversation with the one and only Jackie the Joke Man Martling.
Because you tell the best ones over and over and over. I do know gazillions of them, but when I do my act, it's the same. Like, if you saw me tonight and then saw me tomorrow night, it'd almost be verbatim, except for the Stump the Joke Man, which always goes very well. What the most fun thing is somebody will come up and say, how many jokes did you tell? 500? 700? And meanwhile, it's like 110, you know, it just seems endless.
You're in your zone at that point. Well, it just goes.
You're good at making them seem evolved.
Rolling along is just, it's the second best feeling in the world.
Exactly. And you know what? And if you're a performer, and even me doing this, when things are going right and it just works, it's an amazing feeling.
There's the adrenaline
that just rushes through your system. It is the second best feeling. I've been married 22 years. It's the first best feeling at this point, for God's sake.
They reversed.
Damn right. So
he reversed.
I tell people, you know, everybody says, oh, that was the greatest show. I say, listen, this is the world's easiest job with a great audience and the world's hardest job with a bad audience. You know, my favorite joke for the radio is the wife says, get out, get out, get out. And as the husband's walking out the door, she says, I hope you die a slow, painful death. And he says, so now you want me to stay?
Ed loves that joke.
Yeah, I do.
Every married guy goes crazy.
Most relatable joke in the world. And see, that's what I love about your comedy. Everybody gets it.
Yeah.
See, nowadays, everybody's getting, you know, you got everybody going so political with everything. It's like, geez.
I tell people, I am not hip. I'm not cool. You're not going to learn anything. You're not going to get any smarter. You're going to come in and laugh for an hour and then leave. And that's what you're here for. That's what we're going to do.
And everybody gets it because everybody, it's situational stuff that people get and understand. And it's not mean humor. It's not harmful in any way.
It's Rodney. It's punchline, 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 punchline. I only tell jokes for one reason, because I want to make you laugh. Now, what made that innate in me, I have no idea. My family was crazy. It was, you know, was it a great family? No. Was it a horrible family? No. Who knows? My mother was really funny. You can go on and on.
Right.
I finally said, you know what? Who cares? If you eat a bite of steak and it's good, eat another one. And I'm telling jokes to you guys at the bar. I could tell you a clean joke and I could tell you a dirty joke. You are going to laugh harder at a dirty joke. It's like punching you in the stomach, because jokes and humor come from tension. And there's so much more tension in poop and sex. The analogy, if you watch Johnny Carson do his monologue, for 7 minutes he'll talk about the economy, the state of the world, what's going on here and there. And at the end of his monologue, he'll do one obscure penis reference and the place used to shake.
That's right. Yep.
And I was like, how much proof do you need that? And what I want to do is I want to make you laugh. For whatever reason, I want to make you, you know, people come out and say, you know, my stomach is hurting from that show. That is the highest compliment. You know, no, hey, well, I feel a little smarter. It's like, you know, I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know.
You don't want to have to think about it.
No, you don't.
You know?
And I love when people say, you know, what pisses me off about you is I'll be laughing at one of your jokes and I'll be laughing so hard. And in the middle of my laugh, I'm like, what am I laughing at? I heard that before. Which is, you know, very nice.
Now, has comedy gone too PC? I mean, are we afraid? Are we getting,
you know what?
So
I don't pay attention. I tell.
It's so annoying.
I tell Polish jokes, Jewish jokes, black jokes. You know, what I do has always been harmless. You know, like, it depends on who you talk to, because, you know, somebody always gets hurt. Yeah. You know, that's why it's called a punchline.
Right.
You know, if somebody doesn't get hurt, there's no joke. If you analyze any, even the simplest joke, do no harm. You know, anybody that sees me on stage, if you can't tell that what I'm doing is fun with no intention to do anything but make you have a good time, you know, there's nothing mean. I got a horrible few write-ups in the Polish Eagle.
Oh, geez.
When I was at Rascals. It was a little mimeograph. Remember mimeographs where you smell it?
Yeah.
A couple of people sent me these mimeographs. Jackie Martling is this horrible comic at Rascals Comedy Hour, and he tells horrible stuff about our Polish Pope.
Wow.
And then, but I never even had a Polish Pope joke in my act, but they must have heard this guy does Polish stuff. And I wrote back to this paper, I called him up and said, listen, be my guest. Come with a few people to one of my shows. Because they were writing like, we're going to shut this guy down. We shut down Joan Rivers. We don't have to put up with this. Blah, blah, blah. Because they made it sound like I was going up and doing an hour of Polish people are idiots. You know. And they came to the show and they came up and said, that was the funniest show we've ever seen. You picked on everybody. You hardly hit the Polish people. I said, you know, I didn't even know you were here. It's like, that's my act. But yeah. That's the only time in all these years I ever got attacked by, and it was by somebody in mimeograph.
And that was the Polish Society of New Jersey.
Have you ever heard of them?
The trouble is, they're in Connecticut.
Yeah. That's my favorite new joke, the Polish pirate. He's got a patch on both eyes.
Oh, man.
Okay, stay with us. We're coming up on another break, but a lot more with Jackie the Joke Man Martling. Coming up next, this is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a 3-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work 5?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Family often tries to pressure a potential biker.
Didn't like it. Wife was even more difficult.
Other families see motorcycling as the ultimate stress reliever.
Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Family pressure. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycling.
Take a risk every time you get on one, but I love them. I just love their freedom of it. My wife rides with me from time to time. She enjoys it, but she's always a little nervous. So trust me in my riding, but we never trust anybody else.
How about you?
My dad rides, brother, sister, brother-in-law, niece. Everybody's got a bike except mom. She just never rode on her own. She always rode on the back, but she likes to ride. It's sweet. I have all family if I want to ride with all family, and then if not, there's more than enough friends.
I'm a big boy, you know. She doesn't say anything anymore.
We passport to the open road on 2.